senses tingling. Time for Catman and Kitty Boy to scratch out some justice.
Well, there's one thing I can tell you about heroes.
Yeah?
They always wear clean pants.
You got that right. Big scary sea monsters that haunt this place. See ya. Destroy! I discard on Nazi.
Ah, there you are, my creation.
Dr. Frankenstein?
It is time for your new niece.
No!
Silly doodle. We love you from the tip of your nose to the bow on your tail.
I don't believe it. We just brought back communications. Paul, are you all right?
Hello, Driver Dan. Hi, Twinkle. You're just in time for my cake. I'll go get some plates.
Cake? King Bob Goblin didn't order a cake. Who said that?
Woo! Moon does not go woo.
It's a tale we've heard a thousand times before. She was a lonely older woman. He was an alien artificial intelligence downloaded into a vegetable cyborg.
Goodness, what lovely gloves.
I can't see anyone. It must be the wrong number.
Where have I seen you before? Maybe at the supermarket?
No!
In a magazine at the supermarket!
I don't believe it. She's made the cover of Sports Universe 2.
What happened to my publicity?
That was before you swapped archaeology for spirits and ghosts.
You, stop the car! Since when does it matter what you're famous for? I'm starting to wonder if we raised you right.
Nearly, Driver Dan. Just got to get the picnic blanket. And we sang a special song too, Driver Dan, like this.
A yellow house with a red door. My friends live here with room for more.
Bolandia!
It's a Bob Goblin land. Better than I could have planned.
I don't know why he was hiding. I just wanted to look after him.
You? You can't even look after yourself, let alone anything else.
Oh, ending up the first bald schoolgirl in Oddsburg. That's the problem. I wish I wasn't the only girl in the village.
Scissors, needle, cotton, glitter.
Quick, we're losing them.
Let's see some controlled passing. Carry on while I get this.
Three, all under nine. Can you imagine the horrors I call them? But it's nice to just hop on a train because they grow up ever so fast these days, don't they?
Hey, Spencer.
What you doing?
You're so funny.
Want me to carry your books?
Adrian!
Anything for you, Spency.
And they both lived happily ever after. The end.